This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to In Focus. We have a resource here in the East Texas area. It's called the Cowan Center, and we're going to have Jeff Noblet, the Vice President of Marketing, on with us this morning, who, among his other duties, is part of the administration of this outstanding resource for the East Texas area on the UT Tyler campus. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Let's start out. Let's do Cowan Center 101 for folks who might be, they've heard of the Cowan Center, but they're not really sure what it is. What the heck is the Cowan Center?
All right. The Cowan Center is a 2012 seat performing arts center on the campus of the University of Texas at Tyler. We're coming up on our 30th anniversary in just a couple of years. And so we've been presenting world-class entertainment for decades now, and this next season we just announced our 26-27 season. We announced very recently, and we're continuing to bring big names and big entertainment here to East Texas, so that folks can come out, see a show, whether you're a fan of Broadway, music, performing arts, pretty much anything. You can find your performance at the Cowan Center, and it's just a great time.
And this thing is also, this beautiful facility is also used for the East Texas Symphony Orchestra, right?
It is. Yes, we are the performance home of the East Texas Symphony Orchestra, which presents five concerts every year at the Cowan, and they have an awesome season. They announced a few weeks ago as well, and they're going to be having all kinds of amazing classical presentations, and they're even doing a concert where they're going to be performing with the symphony alongside the music of Sting and the Police, which I think is going to be a blast. And the East Texas Youth Orchestra is also now calling the Cowan Center home. And, of course, the coronations for the Texas Rose Festival as well happen every October.
Now, you have a new director here, too, Ryan Pointer. He couldn't be with us today, but Ryan Pointer is kind of the guy.
Yes, he is. Yeah, our executive director, Ryan Pointer, is an awesome leader. And he came to us from a similar role at Eastern Kentucky University. Actually, he's back home this weekend with family, but he's just doing so great and has really helped us to deepen our partnerships across the region and the community. One of the things that really the Cowan Center, I think, helps UT Tyler do is to really fulfill our mission of service to East Texas. That is part all across the University of Texas at Tyler. That is one of our key pillars. And the Cowan Center we see as a great opportunity to do that, bringing amazing talent to the community so that folks don't have to travel to Dallas and Houston and even further. I've literally had people tell me, I was going to go see that show in New York. Now I can just see it right here at home. But Ryan has really helped us to expand our programming so that school-age kids are going to be able to come out and see a show for a very affordable price. We have partnered with Tyler Junior College. We have two amazing dance presentations this year. We're bringing the Martha Graham Dance Company and the American Ballet Theater Studio Company, both just truly world-renowned dance groups, and both are going to do master class opportunities for the Tyler Junior College Academy of Dance. And of course, I think their reputation speaks for itself, but UT Tyler, we don't have a dance program. But even though we don't have that, we always look for opportunities. When we're bringing these artists, what else can we add? Can we add that value? So for UT Tyler students, we're going to be having a few presentations that the students are going to be able to either learn from these artists or even perform alongside. So we're bringing Boston Brass in partnership with the School of Performing Arts in October, and our UT Tyler jazz students are going to be able to play along with them on stage. And there's just lots lots more examples like that.
All right, now let's go down some of the highlights. The 2026-2027 Big Names, Big Entertainment, 2026-2027 Cowan Center season begins on September 26th with Leanne Rimes.
How about that? How about that? Bring in Leanne Rimes. She is, it's the 30th anniversary of her album Blue, which really put her on the map. And we learned recently even that there's a Tyler connection to that album, which
recorded
is
recorded here.
Yeah, exactly. Which was pretty cool to hear. And so in some respects, she's coming home. How about that? So starting the season with her. She's a multi-platinum Grammy award-winning vocalist and has so many hits, and she's also on TV regularly with 911 Nashville. So she's an actress, she's an amazing singer. We're so pleased to be able to bring her to the Cowan to open our season September 26th. But really, it's kind of the hits keep on coming, so to speak, and I'm excited. I'm a child of the 70s and 80s. And so bringing Foreigner.
October 10th.
Foreigner, one, the only. Absolutely. The one, the only.
This is not a knockoff band. This is the band.
It is the band. And so they're going to be playing, of course, all their hits. And pardon the pun, but they really are jukebox heroes. And, I hope their welcome won't be as cold as ice. I don't know. I can keep it going. But I'll try to tone it down. But one of the neat things that we're going to be communicating more about as we get closer to that presentation. Foreigner, they have so many hits, but their big hit, I think their biggest hit was I Want to Know What Love Is. And it has this kind of operatic choral feel to it. And they do a promotion where they look to bring in a local choir, so a high school or junior high choir, to perform alongside them.
Really?
And so we're going to be sharing more about that as we get closer to the show.
All right, November's a big month. Want to highlight a couple of those shows?
Sure. We start off November with Beetlejuice the Musical. Our Broadway series this year is really, I think, just something that's going to be very, very memorable. Then we bring an evening of Alton Brown. So Alton Brown, anybody who has watched the Food Network really over the past two or three decades is going to know Alton Brown. He has just been a constant presence on the Food Network, and especially his show Good Eats. And I'm a bit of a foodie, and I like to cook, and he really is so knowledgeable about food. And it's not just here's a cooking show. He really gets into the science of food, the history of food, and talks about how recipes we all know and love came about. And this show, it's not a lecture. Some people have asked us, oh, is that going to be part of your lecture series? And it truly is going to, it's a stage show around food and Alton Brown's just such unique and big personality. So we're super excited to have him. November is a packed month, but the next show I have to talk about is the Oak Ridge Boys. They are legends, and we've heard such good feedback already on bringing the Oak Ridge Boys to the Cowan Center. And then we're going to end the month with a really special show that's Thanksgiving weekend. So it's going to be Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, an afternoon matinee. So when you're burnt out on leftover turkey and if you don't have a game to watch, come on out and watch Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol. And so this is a newer Broadway show that is that uses the music. And so Dolly Parton wrote all of the music, music and lyrics for this show. And it's a retelling of the Christmas Carol, but in a Smoky Mountain setting. So it really connects into Dolly Parton's heritage.
All right. I'm Bill Coates with Jeff Noblet, the Vice President of Marketing at UT Tyler. We're talking about the 2026-27 season at the Cowan Center. December, there is a mariachi Christmas.
Yes, yeah. So we start our holiday off with Dolly, and we move into a mariachi Christmas. And this is a group that tours the country and just puts on a super fun, family friendly Christmas show in the style of mariachi. One thing that is we just announced and just confirmed We end our holiday programming, our Christmas shows, with Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not even...
breaking news.
Not even on the flyer. Yes, right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So Mannheim Steamroller is going to be coming to us December 19th. So I just think it's a perfect timing. It's the Saturday before Christmas. Again, another family-friendly show playing those Christmas classics that we know and love.
All right, January, February.
January is going to be kind of Broadway month for us. We have two really amazing Broadway titles, Shucked and Waitress. Shucked is a show that, as Reba McEntire calls it, it's a little corny, but because it's literally a show about corn, and it's really, really funny. And Waitress is the classic, newer classic, but a show that features the music of Sarah Bareilles, and is just another really awesome Broadway title. And so, yeah, we're just thrilled to have such amazing Broadway options for our community.
February, I'm looking here. Gosh, I mean, just a variety of different things. Kind of highlight a couple of those, if you would.
Sure. February, we're going to have a number of presentations. The King Singers is a group out of the UK, and they are really one of the world's best vocal groups. And so we're excited to bring them. And one of the things I just want to take a moment about and sidebar on is the Cowan could not operate without the support of our sponsors, without the support of our subscribers. And we also have a program, our Circle members. And so Circle members have access to tickets early. They get invited to insider events, and they really help us to present this type of programming that we have. And so the King Singers are going to be doing a special reception for our Circle members following the show. In February. But really, again, kind of the hits keep on coming. In February, we're going to have Delphio Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra. And one of the things that's really exciting about that presentation is that Delphio Marsalis, one of the famous Marsalis family out of New Orleans and just world-renowned jazz artist. But Delphio and his band are going to be doing a masterclass with UT Tyler jazz students and also, we're going to be able to offer not just the regular public show in the evening, but also an opportunity for school-age kids to come out and see that. So lots and lots happening. We also are going to be bringing the U.S. Army Field Band, Jazz Ambassadors, so another jazz show. And the cool thing about that show is that is going to be a free show, and it's going to be part of our series tying into America's 250th anniversary. So they're going to be performing big band and other American composers. And so throughout the year, we're going to have a few programs that tie into our nation's anniversary. So the two dance presentations I mentioned earlier are both going to be performing American choreographers and tying into America 250. Because, of course, the Cowan, we can't let this year pass without tying into that.
You've got March is kind of an interesting month. A whole variety of stuff, beginning with Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, the musical.
Yeah. Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, the musical, is one of our arts and education shows. And one of the things we're doing this year is, and those arts and education shows, what that means is that we offer them during the school day, a $5 ticket for school-age kids to come out and have a chance to experience the arts, experience the Cowan Center, come on the campus of University of Texas at Tyler. And Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, the musical, really reminds me of it's almost like a Nickelodeon show come to life on stage. It's high energy, it's bright, very talented performers, and this is another one that we're going to be offering a public matinee as well. So we're going to have multiple opportunities for families and young folks to come out to the Cowan. Then we have that American Ballet Theater, and again we're going to be able to offer not just the master class with TJC, not just the public performance, but also a school show for that. So local dance students. My daughter goes to Caldwell, and they have an amazing dance program. So opportunities, hopefully, that kids from schools like that can come out. And then one of the most decorated Broadway shows in recent memory. We end the month with Hadestown, and you know, interesting
is
title.
That the Hades, I've been thinking about.
It is down below. Yes, it is down below. But it's a retelling of the Greek myth of Orpheus, who has to go to Hades to try to save his love, and but the setting is transported to New Orleans, and so it kind of has that contemporary and ties into American mythology as well, like with all of the New Orleans mythology, and so it's just going to be the music is so good. It won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, won a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album. It is really something else. Tyler Legacy put it on recently, so hopefully some of the alumni from Tyler Legacy will come out and see the touring show.
April is kind of a kids' month. In fact, my grandson loves Bluey, and Bluey will be here. Clifford the Big Red Dog. April's kind of a kids' month.
It is. It is. You know, and you know, we didn't start out when we were looking to program the season. We didn't plan to have two dogs, to have you know, the dog days of April, but we have Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is another musical, another kids program, will be a very affordable option. But you hit the nail on the head. Bluey is going to be a really fun show. Bluey's Big Play is going to be an early evening show. It's going to have a 6 o'clock start. One of the things that we heard, and we're always, we love getting feedback, and we had a number of very successful children's programs in the season that we just concluded, but we heard, you know, that's 7:30 start time for the little ones is a little late.
Okay.
And I may or may not have brought my daughter to a show that didn't get out until 9:30 and or almost 10, and you know, the next day was a little rough, but starting at 6, it's going to be a short show that, you know, families will be able to get their kids home and plenty of time for get them to bed and ready for school the next day. But Bluey's Big Play, Bluey is such a fun show, and this really has toured the world and bringing everybody's favorite healer here to Tyler.
Time for Three, and then in May, let's talk Time for Three. What is that?
Time for Three is a classical crossover group. It's a trio of musicians that they play violin and cello, and they play their instruments and they also sing. They've actually performed with the ETSO before, so this is a homecoming for them, coming back to Tyler, and they're going to do a show called Jukebox. So they're going to be playing classical versions of pop songs and songs that people will know and love, like Up on the Roof and things like that. Okay. Stand By Me.
May, everybody loves Neil Diamond, and you've got some of his stuff coming in.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're going to be wrapping up the season with a couple of great shows, including Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. So that is a show that tells the really Neil Diamond's life story.
Even do Sweet Caroline.
Through his, you might even hear it twice. You might even get it. An encore, but it's so neat. It's because I think Neil Diamond, people, they do know all his hits, but what that I think some people may forget, you know, if you're not a real big music fan or a big Neil Diamond fan, is he wrote a lot of hits for other people, like the Monkees, and so you're going to get to hear some of the songs that he wrote for other artists, and so you're going to get Daydream Believer, which, you know, who doesn't love that? Mm-hmm. So you know, it's going to be a great show, and then we end our season with a program called Earth's Dinosaur Zoo.
This is an interesting. When you did the here recently, you had the luncheon where we introduced all of this. I saw that and I'm going, wow,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, we're talking life size,
big old dinosaur puppets that really
big.
And so, and that's a show. Again, we're going to have a public matinee on
May 15th
on the weekend, and then we're going to do the school shows as well the day before. So that we're trying to make these, you know, if we're going to bring these artists to Tyler, we want to make it as accessible as possible.
As we record Ford, you had not completely finished the lecture series. What can you tell us about the Distinguished Lecture Series?
Sure. We have one amazing speaker booked in the spring. We're working on one for the fall as well, hopefully. But it's as contracts go, sometimes you got to wait till the ink is dry on the contract before we can announce. But we are going to be excited to continue our Distinguished Lecture Series and bring in really, again, just a top flight speaker. And I have to say, there's two other shows that I'm not quite at liberty to say, but within the next couple of weeks, we have at least two more shows in addition to that speaker to announce. So June 1st, we're going to have a big announcement.
A couple of years ago, I got to do an hour in that series. I got to do Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, that was
fun.
Yeah, that was among our most popular ones. Yeah, not surprisingly.
Got an hour with Terry Bradshaw, just him and me on stage, us talking, me just kind of queuing him up, and that was a hoot. And all that kind of, we had Mahomes here. We've had all kinds of.
Yes, we have. We had Rob Lowe this season that we just wrapped up, and next time we bring a sports hero, we'll be sure to. I've got your number.
Okay. All right. Tickets. You can either buy individual shows. But the way you organize ticket sales, tell them how to get tickets, and you can get them in groups, you can get them by season. Tell them how to do it.
Sure. So go to cowancenter.org, and you can see information about our series subscriptions. So we have a Broadway series, we're going to have a family series, we're going to have a country series that includes Leanne Rimes and the Oak Ridge Boys, and maybe a concert to be named later, hopefully. We'll see. And our performing arts series as well, which includes things like, I didn't mention it, but we're bringing a Cirque Mechanics in the fall, and our dance presentations, as well as a few other shows. So subscriptions, we have a number of subscribers right now, and we're working through renewals. And then new subscriptions are going to be available June 8th. And so that's a great way if you like what you see in those series, Broadway especially. So the Broadway is going to be five shows, and then the Dolly Parton show, since that's Thanksgiving weekend, not everybody might be in town, so we're going to offer that as an option, so people can add that as a special addition. And then I mentioned that Circle member. So the Circle members have benefits like getting invited to special VIP events, and but the real perk of our Circle members is the opportunity to buy single show tickets early. So our Circle members are going to be able to access tickets to all of these shows starting June 22nd. And then for the general public, single ticket sales are going to go on sale July 13th. So all that will, I know it's hard, a lot to right. remember. All that will be on the website, cowancenter.org.
Cowancenter.org. But the key thing I want to make sure that people know, if somebody wanted they were fired up, they love Foreigner, and they just wanted to see Foreigner. Never been to the Cowan Center, but man, let's go see Foreigner. You can do that. You can just buy that one show.
July 13th. July 13th. And, you know, one thing, it might be a little old school, but we always recommend you can come to the box office. You know, we open up every weekday at 9 a.m. You can come on down to the box office, and they're going to be able to talk to you again, especially for someone who's never been to the Cowan before. You know, tell me what's the best seat. Not that there's a bad seat in the house, but you know, they'll be able to talk through all those options, maybe even bring you inside and show you kind of the venue. Although we are going to be doing a renovation this
yes.
we haven't talked about that. Yeah, we're going to be doing a complete renovation of the public areas of the Cowan this summer, which is going to be just so when we come back with Leanne Rimes in the fall, it's just going to be all fresh and sparkly for you.
Jeb Noblet is our guest this morning. He is the Vice President of Marketing at UT Tyler, and also very involved in the Cowan Center, which has a new executive director, Ryan Poynter. We're talking about the 26-27 season. I want to talk briefly just logistics. These shows come, and just tell people, I mean, it's not just the performers. Just kind of give us a look behind the curtains at how one of these shows, how that happens.
Sure. So, I mean, and even just starting off from when we start talking to these agents and sometimes their managers, there's things called technical writers. writers. And so we months and months and months before an artist even pulls up into Tyler behind the Cowan at our loading dock, there's lots of work that goes into, you know, what are they bringing? What do they need us to provide? And, you know, the Cowan has lots of technical lighting and sound and everything in house. But sometimes a band like Foreigner, if they're not bringing their stage show, you know, we might be bringing in special lights to really make it the type of rock show that you can see in arenas even. So it depends, you know, and our Broadway shows that come in, it's a really fascinating to see.
I mean, they bring a lot of stuff.
They do.
What, for instance, briefly, maybe the biggest show you're going to have this year, what they might have and how many people might take to put that show.
Sure. So probably our Broadway shows are going to be the biggest shows. You know, I think Foreigner is probably going to come in carrying quite a lot. But like we just had Clue at the Cowan, and that was called a three truck show. So they came in with three tractor
18 wheelers,
18
right?
wheelers, tractor trailers pulled up behind the Cowan, unloaded. And, you know, and this is for a one night show, and so the Clue set was really something else. That's why I'm bringing it up, because it really was something, and we've had such great feedback on that show.
And they bring their people too.
They bring their people, so usually there might be a sleeper bus as well for the cast and the crew that they carry. But then the Cowan, we have a small but mighty full time staff team, but then we hire in for shows like Clue people that are going to be helping us to get the trucks unloaded and to get the sets ready for presentation. We're going to be helping costumers, even hair and makeup. And so really everything that takes to put on a Broadway show, you know, we might be hiring more than a few dozen people to come out to put that show on. And so this coming year, I think those Broadway shows are going to be big shows. I do think Foreigner is going to be a big show. I expect the Cirque is going to be bringing in quite a bit because they construct like a Ferris wheel on stage and then do tricks on it. So it's quite something to see how this all comes together.
By the way, our man here, Jeff, and his family love the Tyler Civic Theater. You actually, you're just acting yourself.
I sure do. Yes, I do.
You're passionate about this stuff.
I sure am. Yeah, my most of my family. I have three kids, and one of them I call my retired actor, but because he in the past has done some work. But my oldest and my daughter and I and my wife have all done productions at Tyler Civic Theater. Currently, my daughter and I are in the cast of Disney Descendants, which is going to be coming to Tyler Civic Theater first three weekends in June. Encourage everybody to come out. That's going to be a really family friendly, affordable ticket. The Civic Theater is just such a gem. And really the Cowan, we want to be part of this arts ecosystem here in East Texas. And so, the Civic Theater though is close to my heart, and I love the arts. That's why, you know, what do they say? When you love what you do, it's not work. That's why I love working at the Cowan.
What flips your switch about the coming season?
You know, there's so much to love about this season, and there's going to be something for everyone. But I have to say, some of those Broadway titles, especially Hadestown, that's a show we've been working on bringing to Tyler for a couple of years, and Foreigner. I just think those are going to be great. I mean, Leanne Rimes is going to be really fun too to kick off the season. But I grew up listening to Foreigner and all those hits, and I think that's going to be a really fun show. We're also going to be excited to announce a really amazing Christian artist as well that'll be in January. Yeah, so we'll have more to announce soon.
This thing stays pretty busy, and it is truly a resource. The Cowan Center, for those who are not familiar with it, which is right there on the campus, right?
Yes, beautiful. Yep, just facility. Off Old Ullman. Yep. And it's beautiful venue. We've if you haven't been to the Cowan, and even if you've been in the past, and it's been a few years between this remodel, and we've been instituting some other changes. So really, one of the things that we've added this season that we just concluded, and it's going to be only better next season, is we've enhanced our concessions. So we have beer, wine, cocktails, non-alcoholic drinks, lots of food options, and we're allowing you to bring it into the venue. You know, we hope people treat it as well as it deserves to be treated, but we're allowing people to bring that in, and we think it's really just enhanced that whole experience.
And if you've never been there, this is the year to go, right?
It absolutely is.
Jeff, really cool to talk about this. It should be a fun year, don't you think?
It's going to be great. And Bill, I appreciate you having me on to talk about it. And I always love talking about the arts here in East Texas.
Jeff Noblet is the Vice President of Marketing at UT Tyler. The Cowan Center season begins 2026-27 on September 26th with Leanne Rimes. How about that? That's a great way to start the year. And again, cowancenter.org is the website, and tickets going on sale throughout the coming weeks to kind of get ready for the season. I'm Bill Coates, and that is In Focus. Thank you for joining us.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.